105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore.
I love.
Welcome to the Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Sonny's Recycling. If it's around your house or on your construction site, turn it into cash. No item too large or too small. Cleese Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights, where you'll find great food and friendly people. Brick IHOP, home of the Lovin' Card, which saves you money and helps children's specialized hospitals.
Participating sponsors are Ocean First Bank, Barnabas Health, Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the River Watch Restaurant and Lounge in Brick, Ferrari's Pizzeria and Deli in Beechwood, Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair, Mulberry Street Italian Food Center in Brick, Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Capone's in downtown Toms River, and Tool Time Auto Repair.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And the lights are on here at Detweiler Stadium. A picture-perfect night for high school football here on a Friday as we get sent for week number four in the Shore Conference. And tonight, a premier matchup in Class A South. The 3-0 Lions of Lacey, who have the offense rolling right now, take on the Indians of Toms River High School South. Hi, and good evening, everyone. Along with Ed Sarluka down on the field, Kevin Williams up here in the box, our crack engineering staff of Brad Burascano, and also Ray Malaspina, Matt Harmon here from the home of the Indians, Detweiler Stadium. We mentioned the temperature. It is hot. It has been a great week of weather. We go down to the field right now for the opening coin toss.
All right, back it up to your side of the field. White, move it in a little bit, please. Okay, guys, let's get a little closer so we can talk 1 second. I've already talked to you prior to the game and football sportsmanship. Okay? I want to reiterate one more time. You're the field captains out here. We have any issues, you get everybody under control. We got to keep it under control. Anybody that gets crazy, we need you to take care of it, okay? Very good. Let's step back. Okay, fellas, sharing the field with you tonight. This is Mr. Specchio. He's going to be your umpire. Mr. Radowitz, he's going to be your back judge. Please let your quarterback know that he signals by counting down with the red armband. He's also over there with Mr. Lester, who's going to be your line judge. Mr. Bono is over there, is going to be your head linesman. And Mr. Crimmy is going to be one of your back judges, okay? We have six officials on the game tonight, so we're not going to miss a thing. All right, white, we're going to delineate Lacey white, and Toms River will be red, okay? You guys made the trip. I got a Kennedy half. I'm going to flip it up, catch it, and turn it over.
Heads.
Call heads? He's going to call heads. The catch.
It is a head.
Defer.
Lacey has won the toss, gentlemen, and has deferred their choice to the second half. The Indians, with their just returning kicker, Russell Messler, who Kevin will mention, will be kicking it off to the Lions.
Our coin toss tonight brought to you by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, member FDIC. That coin toss called by Tom Kelly. It will be actually Toms River South will receive, not kicking off. So, Matt, we'll see the Indians go on offense first, and this is a team I think you'll agree. On the scoreboard, offense has not been the problem. Certainly defense has, but here's an interesting stat. They have struggled offensively in the second half. Shut out last week against Brick, only a touchdown in each of their first two games in the second half. So the Indians need to play 48 minutes of football offensively to stay with maybe the most explosive team in the Shore.
This was a Lacey win a year ago, 42-20 as these teams matched up. Lou Versillo, the longtime head coach, looking for win 262 as he takes the field tonight, 33rd year as the head coach for the Lions, 37th overall. Ron Signorino Jr. in his third year here as the Indian chief in charge, 9-14 in his career so far, 2-1 so far this season.
We will as time allows, we will get into some of the injury speculation. Our injury report brought to you by the Matthew J. Moorhan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Russell Messler has been one of the big stories for Toms River South. Hurt in the opener against Central, a game we broadcast. Knee sprain. He is in uniform tonight, probably only available to kick. That's it.
Going back deep and awaiting the kick, number two, Khalil Green. Number four, Jared Egan. We are set here as Lacey will kick off from right to left. It is an onside kick attempt. It is fielded and followed on top of by number 62. That's Sergio Hernandez. So Lacey trying maybe a little bit of trickery to get this one over. Pat Davis, their sophomore kicker, handling those chores. So it'll be the Indian offense we'll get our first look at. Tymir Berry, the junior quarterback, has accounted so far the year for 6 touchdowns. He's got weapons all over the place. Otis Carney in the backfield, a bit nicked up. He will give it a go, though, to get things started. Khalil Green, Billy Koch, the two slot men outside at the wide receiver spot. Jared Egan, number 4, and number 7, Darius Hard. Brendan Kelly is the senior center. He is anchoring the middle. The guards, Jimmy Allen, Mike Rutter, Sergio Hernandez, and Jesse Palazzo, the two tackles. Go through the Lacey defense after this first down play. Set here from the Indian 42-yard line. Movement already, and it will be penalties coming out. I believe it could be an offside against Lacey, and that will be the infraction. 3-4 set for Lacey. The two defensive ends, Tariq Smith, Matt McGovern at the ends. Chandler Hammer is in the middle. Brian Lester anchors the defense as one of the inside linebackers. It looks like it will be number 11, DeJuan McAllister, at the other. He is a bit banged up as well. Lucas Serotniak at one outside backer. Sean Frank at the other. On first and 5, the give up the middle is to Carney, and he is driven backwards, maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. In fact, he looks like he lost a little bit. We'll call it second down and a long 5. Justin Longo and Chris Jensen are the two corners. Christian Tutela and George Sayer are the two safeties. Referee stopping things here. Looks like we have an equipment situation with Tariq Smith, the 5'11", 230-pound sophomore, brother of Tyrell Smith, who starred here for the Lions a couple years back. Also have Ethan Blackwell out on the field right now as one of the corners, late addition to the starting lineup. Second and 6, let's say. Koch in motion. Option off to the right side. That pitch is errant and off the mark. Going back to look to get it was number 2, Green. Scramble for it. Lacey says they have it. Officials will come in and signal it is Lion football. Recovery by George Sayer, the 5'9", 175-pound junior. The Lions in business here, knocking on the door. Their first possession will start first and 10 from the Toms River South 27-yard line.
Boy, the last thing Toms River South could have happen. A terrible opening series resulting in a turnover, and now the Lions with a short field and offense that has averaged 46 a game.
On first and 10 now under the direction of senior quarterback Tom Kelly. Kevin will go through his numbers. They are great so far. Sayer will get it, running outside zone to the right. He is dropped in the backfield at the 31-yard line. That stop made by Mike Alfaro, number 57. Nice play working from the backside that time was Alfaro. He's a late addition into the starting lineup tonight as well.
Well, so far, both defenses who were rocked last week have come up big in the first possession for each opposing team.
3 wide receiver set. Mike Bocchini is split out this time wide to the left. Now make it a 4 wide receiver set. 4 into the pattern for Kelly. He's got plenty of time. Lets it go. Has a man to the near sideline. That catch is made and staying inbounds at about the 16-yard line. Hauled in by Connor Davies, the backup quarterback. The 5'10 junior has been a weapon on the outside.
Yeah, backup quarterback is one of the leading receivers in the Shore. That is 11th reception for about 115 yards, and he's already caught a touchdown pass, and not bad for a guy who also will see some action or does see action at the quarterback spot.
Another 3 wide receiver, make it a 4 wide receiver package as Davies will come near sideline with Bocchini. Christian Tutela is up top to the formation. Kelly looking in that direction, has Tutela at the far side hash mark, makes a move back inside the 10, taken down at about the 8-yard line. It'll be second and short coming up. 2 minutes in to our first quarter, no score. Lacey trying to cash in on a turnover.
Well, if the South defensive backs are going to give them that much room, Kelly will pick them apart all night. For Tutela, his 16th reception of the year, he's already caught 7 touchdown passes, and if they're going to play 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, he'll have a field day.
Tutela this time will stay in the backfield. with Kelly. Ethan Blackwell in there as well. Here is Kelly up the middle, touchdown. Quarterback draw went right through. The Indians didn't see it coming. And Kelly celebrating in the end zone, the first score of the night. And the turnover results in points for Lacey, who jumps up top 6-0 with 9:27 to go in the opening quarter.
Not much you can really say. Short field, and Kelly just did it all. A couple of pass completions, and then the run right up the gut, his second rushing touchdown of the season. Lions on the board early.
Here's Pat Davis on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, has the distance, has the uprights, and it's 7 on the board for the Lions. 9:27 to go, quarter number one. We will stay here as the teams will get set for another kickoff.
Our first score of the night brought to you by Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant right here in downtown Toms River. Come check out their new dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's. Capone's, it's always good. Boy, it was not very good there for Toms River South. They had just a horrendous first couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, this is not a good Lacey offense. This is a great Lacey offense. And you saw there on that first possession after the Toms River South turnover, Kelly mixing it up with the zone read on that quarterback draw, Matt, as you said, virtually untouched for the touchdown.
That offense, Matt, 61, 34, and 45 points in their first three games.
Not too shabby at all. This is certainly an excellent Lacey Lion team who I think some were surprised last week when they gave up as many points as they did to Toms River East. Offense has not been the problem so far this year.
That's for sure.
A lot of other games going on tonight around the Shore Conference. We'll keep you updated as much as we can. Scott Stump, our good buddy, up at that Manalapan Middletown South game. This one's 7-0 as Davis will put a big charge into this one and will send Egan halfway back into his own end zone. Ball going over the top of his head and will come out for a touchback.
That's why that first kickoff by Lacey sort of caught me and all of us by surprise, because this kid Davis can kick the football.
Just a sophomore and a very strong leg. And the South offense now goes back on the field. And, Matt, there's so much pressure on this Indian offense because the defense has been so porous, especially last week. I think they kind of feel like every time they go out on the field, they have to make big plays. And, of course, the turnover on the opening possession. This is their second possession of the first quarter.
Certainly didn't help out the cause at all, did it? Here we go now on first down and 10. Berry will send Green in motion. Berry will keep it. Shake a tackle to 25. Get out to the 30. Get to the 31-yard line. An 11-yard pickup. That's enough to move the chains and get a first down. Certainly no problem for the Indians if they can get the offense cracked up. We may see a shootout type game here tonight. Quick pass to the outside, hauled in by Darius Hart, who will go down the far sideline, ridden out of bounds. He'll be close to a first down. They'll spot him at about the 39, about 3 yards shy of it. But if you can get 7 on first down, it certainly does open up the playbook. Second down and short. Option this time off the right side, and the flag's coming out again. Last time it was Lacey. This time I think it's going to be Toms River South.
I was going to disagree with you. I thought number 40, Sorotniak, crossed the line first, but maybe you are right, Matt. Officials now discussing it, which means they may have a little disagreement on it.
Yeah, I thought he was drawing off.
It is offside, yep.
Okay.
I think that's the right call.
Well, when you're struggling on offense, as they did the first series, you put the ball in your best player's hands. Tymir Berry is that best player for Toms River South. The 12-yard run, then the quick pass to Hart. Expect Berry to touch it a lot tonight.
First and 10 after that penalty from their own 44-yard line. Berry will give it into the breadbasket of Carney, who will run off the left side. Carney's got good yardage. He'll pick up 11, maybe 12 yards, take it in to Lion territory at the 44-yard line, stopped by Sean Frank.
Of course, Otis had that big game in the opener against Central, guys, a game we did. He was our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game. Big night on the ground, but he has been nicked up of late and really not 100% since.
And he is down now, Kevin.
And he is down now, and that is absolutely just the worst sight for anyone associated with the maroon and white. He has had what they calling a lower body injury. Coach Ron Signorino Jr. told me earlier today he would give it a go. He would start on both sides of the ball. He kind of got his way through practice during the week, was limping a lot, but felt better today. But after that nice first down run, he is down and being attended to by the training and medical staff for Toms River South. And again, that is a real bad sign for the Indians. He is such a valuable player on both sides of the ball.
Of course, if Carney can't go tonight, and it looks very doubtful right now as they attend to him on the field, a lot of the action will fall into the hands of Green. He'll become a bigger factor out of the backfield for the Indians.
He is limping, I think, noticeably. Looks like right, I'm going to guess right ankle.
That's what it is. That's what the injury is.
And he is now being helped off the field, and we're not doctors and we won't speculate, but knowing that he's had a history of this problem for the last couple of weeks does not look good for the Indians. And Ed said that'll probably put a lot of pressure on the junior Khalil Green, the third leading rusher on the South team behind Carney and Berry. 28 carries for 176 yards and three touchdowns. He will go to the A-back spot in all likelihood.
Which means there'll be another change as well. Justin Schumann will come in and take over at the slot spot. So you really lose two guys with one injury. Green, a capable backup, though, in that position. Another flag has come out on first down.
Yeah, I think Lacey jumped again, guys. They're going on first sound, and Tymir Berry looking like he's alternating his snap count, and it's drawing the lines off time. That's number three.
And all three times, by the way, they've taken Billy Kosh in kind of a strange motion setup, Eddie. Quickly sort of heads like he's setting back, and I think that's kind of confused the Lions as well.
Yep.
First down now in five. Ball continuing to move deeper into Lacy territory. Play action for Berry. He wants to throw. Dances out of the pocket. Lets it go. He's got a man wide open inside the five-yard line. Touchdown. Jared Egan was left alone at the three. Caught the football and walked his way in. And Toms River South has struck back with a 39-yard touchdown pass.
Well, what that made that play is, again, the fear of Tymir Berry running. He got out of the pocket. It certainly looked like he was going to take off, and he looked down, and Egan was wide open behind the defensive back, open by 10 yards. Berry got it to him, and the Indians an extra point away from tying this one up.
And it will be Russell Messler to come on and kick. He will work out of the hold of Billy Kosh. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, hooks through the left upright, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game. 7-7, just 8:28 remaining in this first quarter. We haven't played 4 minutes. We got 14 points on the board. Coming right back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on the Shore Sports Network.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And we are back here from Detweiler Stadium. Early fireworks in this one. The Indians have struck back, tying this one at 7. Russell Messler will kick this one deep into the end zone. And as a touchback coming out, it will be 1st and 10 for the Lions of Lacey. Ed, maybe we can explain to everyone just why Egan was that open. Kevin mentioned the scrambling ability, certainly a Berry, but still, that secondary has got to stay with their men.
Yeah, you got to play it one of two ways. You either got to come up and tackle Berry when he starts to break containment, or you got to hang back. In that case, they should have hung back. Berry threw that one just about on the line of scrimmage, so it's a tough call for the defense, but you got to lay back and cover receivers.
Out of the spread, Kelly wants to throw, setting up bubble screen off to the left. Indians read it well, and Kelly will get dropped in the backfield. Great defensive play coming up and reading it. It was Darius Hart, number 7, who saw it and got some help as well from number 57, Mike Alfaro. And then sack in the backfield by a host of Indians. That is a big loss on the play. That's good scouting right there.
It looks like number 43, Tyler Sosa, has replaced Carney at an outside linebacker spot. Sosa also a kicker for the Indians.
Two receivers either way for Kelly. He's going to throw with the end zone in his back. Has a man open and overthrows Davies by just a hair. Would have been a big completion, a first down plus some more. Instead, it'll be 3rd and 21. Let's run through. We didn't have a chance before. The offense for Lacey. Matt McGovern and Joe McAvoy, the two tackles. Chris Diodario and Frank Samiro are the two guards. James Peeney is the center. The quarterback, Tom Kelly, Chris Jensen, George Sayer, the two running backs, Kristen Totella, Travis Cavell, Mike Bocchini, and Connor Davies, the four wide receivers. Two to either side right now. as Kelly barking out the signals. Has Jensen in the backfield to his right. Jensen stays in to block. Now one more time. Kelly in trouble. Eludes the rush. Let's it go. He's got a man far sideline. That catch is hauled in by Travis Cavell, the 6'3 senior. That's enough to get the Lions out of danger and pick up a first down all the way out to about the 35-yard line.
Well, just what Ed said before, it applied on that one. Kelly escaped the pocket, had an option to run or throw, but the defenders had lost sight of their receivers. And on a third down and long, you just can't let the tight end Cavell get that open. He was wide open, and Kelly hit him for the first down.
First and 10, forward progress out to the 36-yard line. This time, two receiver set, slot receiver combo off to the left, single man back up top, two backs in the backfield with Kelly. Puts it on the ground himself and crosses the plane of the line of scrimmage, gets to the 40-yard line, stopped by Jaden Cush, one of the inside backers for Tom Zerber South.
Well, the Indians are all over the halfback on that zone read play. They played him very well, so look for Kelly to keep it quite often. He did it on the touchdown. That time he did it for about 4 yards.
Bocchini going to split out this time. Wide man to the left. In the slot is Davies. Covell and Totella up top as the set to the right. Here comes pressure. Kelly hops up over the pressure, delivers a strike in the middle of the field to Davies, who will have the first down and then get out to the 49-yard line. Alfaro among those in on the tackle. 6:38 to go here in the first quarter. We are tied at 7. Teams exchanging touchdowns. There's a turnover in there as well. Lacy right now is on the move.
You know, if you're going to blitz like South has done on this possession, and if you don't get to the quarterback quickly, receivers are going to be open, and certainly that's what happened that time. Kelly, a guy, if he gets time, Matt, he is going to find one of these receivers open.
Can certainly pick a defense apart, no question about that. Kelly again up the middle. He's got speed and room inside the 30-yard line. Finally dropped and driven down, and a flag will come out by one of the far back officials. I think this is going to be a helmet attempt hit, as one of the D-backs for Tom Zerber South, I believe, led with his head to try to make that tackle on Tom Kelly.
I think you got it exactly right, Matt. That's exactly what it was. It'll be 15, or inside the 30, it'll be half the distance. That's a head tackle. And there's the zone read again, the play that I just talked about. Look for Kelly to keep that ball. South's got to make an adjustment on that.
Yeah, the Indians, the first thing you got to do is you got to take Kelly away. And they're actually taking the pitch man away. And Kelly hasn't pitched it yet. He's kept it himself. Scored a touchdown on an identical play, and that one another long gainer plus the 15, and the Lions knocking on the board.
This time Davies will stay in the backfield with Kelly along with Ethan Blackwell. Three receivers split the field. Davies will get it this time. Outside zone to the right. Cuts up far side hash mark. Down inside the 15. Gets down to about the 10-yard line, maybe just inside. Decent pickup of about 4 yards. Set up a second and 6. Jaden Cosh again on the tackle.
Cosh, the younger brother of the guy who plays next to him at that linebacker position, Billy Cosh. Jaden, a sophomore. Billy is a senior.
You know, we knew this Lacy offense would be tough this year. We knew the names. But the guy that has surprised me so far this year is number 7, Connor Davies.
Davies stays in a split back set with Kelly. He'll operate from behind center pretty much all night. Reverses set up. Davies will hand it off here to Totella. And he's ripped down right behind the line of scrimmage. Good open field tackle made by Khalil Green. The 5'8 junior safety comes up to make the stop.
Well, the double reverse, and give Green credit. He stayed home, did not get sucked in. Because if he's not there, Totella goes into the end zone for a touchdown. But Green with a nice stop there. It'll be third down and about 7.
As is usually the case here at Tom Zerber South, stands are filled. Energy in the stadium here tonight. Game time temperature still hovering around 80 degrees, even with the sun going down. Certainly more humid than it's been during the course of the week, but slight breeze rolling across the field as well to cool it off. Kelly from the shotgun will send 4 out of the pattern. In trouble again. Rolls off to his left. Lets it go. He's got a man inside the 5-yard line. And that catch is hauled in. I believe George Sayer is the man who caught it, and he did. He's going to be right at the first down mark.
Little short, Matt. Going to be about a half a yard short, but certainly within range to go for it on fourth down. Or do they take the 3? Outstanding kicker in Davis.
I think this is a touchdown night. You can't settle for field goals. Going to need a lot of points to win this one.
3 points is not going to win this football.
Yeah,
I agree, Kevin.
They're going for it. got to watch Kelly now keeping it himself. Again, South with the blitz, Matt. They almost got to Kelly. He was able to avoid it, though, and complete the pass.
He'll come up under center this time. Quarterback sneak up the middle, and he will barrel his way forward. Didn't need much. As Ed told you, only about a half yard. Maybe got a full yard down inside the four to about the three-yard line. But at 6'1", 195 pounds, he's no small quarterback.
Absolutely not.
Caught Indians by surprise. They weren't ready for that sneak. They're going to measure it.
Cutting out a little bit on us, Ed, just so that you know. I'm not sure if you can hear that in your own headset.
Try and look at us. Might help a little bit. They're going to measure, but I don't think there's any doubt he got it.
Easily, half a yard.
Shocked that they're even measuring it out. Good, solid football ahead. That will be a first down.
So it'll be first and goal for the Lions. 3:41 in the opening quarter. We're tied at 7, but Lacy trying to regain the lead.
Remember, Lacy converted a 3rd and 20 on this play out of the shadow of their own end zone, and now they're taking it in on the 3-yard line.
Kelly operating from the left hash this time. Looks off to his right. Run pass option for him, and he's going to get dropped. Good charging defense that time. Green was there. Alfaro was there again. He's been active so far tonight. Both players have been. And a loss of about 5 to the 9-yard line, 2nd and goal.
You know, Ed has talked several times this year during broadcast and on our Thursday night show. Ron Signorino Jr. is running the defense along with his dad, and it's a very different Indian defense. Much more blitzing, sending a lot of guys, gambling more, looking to make plays. I think they just feel they can't match up 11 on 11. They've got to make plays. They made one there.
2nd down and goal from the 9. Busted play, and Kelly's going to get hit in the backfield again. Looked like he wanted to give it to number 3, Ethan Blackwell, who was the first man through. Blackwell didn't keep the football, and Kelly dropped for a 1-yard loss. Now 3rd and goal from the 10. Is that 51?
57.
57. Alfaro there again.
To Carlo, a little bit of a help, and boy, the Indians, if they could somehow manage to get out of here and only give up 3, it would be a moral victory.
4 wide receiver set. Blackwell off to the left of Kelly. Slot receiver set both ways. Kelly wants to throw. 5-step drop. Again steps up in the pocket. Again the pressure will get him. How about that charge for Toms River South? 1st and goal from the 4. It's now 4th and goal from the 16-yard line. Sergio Hernandez, first man in on the scene, the defensive tackle.
Boy, quite a series there for the Indian defense. And now Pat Davis, who's kicked a 40-yard field goal this year, will line up. This one will be about 34.
34 right on the mark. Good snap. Hold was off, and it's blocked.
Actually, I thought Connor Davies did a good job of fielding the snap a little bit, but I think the kick was very low and somebody might have gotten a piece of it. But that is a huge stand for the Indian defense as 1st and goal at around their 3, and they stop the Lions and will take over in a 7-7 tie with 1:19 left in the opening quarter.
Indians will get it back. The ball spotted at the 20-yard line after a missed field goal. Credit Toms River South defensively. 3 big plays, and on each one of them, Lacy went backwards. Here comes Tymir Berry back out, and we will have a stoppage and a timeout called. Lacy was missing a player. We'll keep it here with a 1:19 and a 7-7 ball game.
And we'll tell you, tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Brick IHOP, where you can purchase their Lovin' card for just $5. That supports Children's Specialized Hospital and gives you discount coupons. Spread the love at the Brick IHOP on Route 88.
Well, after the Lions got it to the 3.5-yard line, 2 fumbled snaps to Kelly, then a sack on Kelly, and then another bad snap setting Davis off on his kick attempt. Bad series for Lacy from inside their own 5.
So South will take over the ball, their last possession resulting in a touchdown. And with Otis Carney firmly sitting on the bench.
Yeah, he is doubtful for the rest of the night, guys.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see him.
Team's coming back out after the timeout. Lacy has it worked out. Didn't want to play with 10 guys. They'll come back on with their normal 11 here. 4-man front, 4 defensive linemen. Looks like 3 secondary players here and a 4 linebacker package. 4-4 set as Berry will work. Give it up the middle. And that play going nowhere to Khalil Green, who has dropped for a 1-yard loss back at the 19-yard line. A lot of white shirts getting off the bottom of the pile, led by by Matt McGovern, the 6'3 senior defensive end.
Well, you have to feel that without Carney, they've lost a little bit of the inside running game. Nobody really to power up the middle. Have to probably go outside most of the night.
Second and one, a second and 11. They'll go outside this time. Berry will keep it on an option play off to the right. Tripped up at the 28-yard line. That'll go as a gain of just about 8. Christian Tutela on the stop.
That'll make it a manageable third and call it a long 2.
That was the play you were calling for, Kevin. Outside run all the way. Lead option, no dive back at all. Look for more action like that out of the Indies.
Third down and a long 2. Berry sends Kosh in motion. He'll keep it. He's going to dance his way forward, have the first down, spin out over the 30-yard line, and then get taken down by McGovern again on the tackle. Chains will move with just 5 seconds remaining in this first quarter.
Well, you just love the way Tymir Berry runs his South offense for a junior. He's got so much poise.
Couple of quick scores. Barnegat leads Jackson Liberty 14-0. Central up on Pinelands 14-0. Neptune a 7-0 advantage. And that'll take us to the end of our quarter here. We are deadlocked at 7. Step out for 30 seconds. We're back right after this with more of the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.